This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran said Monday it had quadrupled its uranium enrichment capacity as the war of words between Tehran and Washington shows little sign of cooling off. Iranian officials say the uranium will be enriched for civilian energy uses, far below the level needed to make nuclear weapons, but Iran could soon exceed the amount of material it is allowed to stockpile under the international nuclear deal. Middle East expert Suzanne Maloney with the Brookings Institution says that Iran's announcement is not surprising, given that the United States has already pulled out of the agreement.
So when you have one side that has exited the deal, it becomes more difficult for the international community to push back on the Iranians for failing to comply precisely to the limits of that agreement.
President Trump on Monday hinted that the United States might be willing to negotiate with Iran, but said its leaders should only call when they're ready.
We've not talked about it. We'll see what happens. If they called, we would certainly negotiate, but that's going to be up to them. I'd only want them to call if they're ready. If they're not ready, they don't have to bother.
Iranian leaders say they do not want war, but have shown no interest so far in talks with the United States. Senior Trump administration officials plan to brief Congress on the situation on Tuesday. The city of Chicago has a new mayor who is breaking ground in a number of ways.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
That's AP's Ed Donahue reporting. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials report that there are 41 new cases of measles, and they reported across the United States last week alone, bringing the total number of cases for the year to 880. It is the highest total since 1994. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said outbreaks have been reported in 24 states. Measles were declared eradicated in the United States in 2000, but they've had a resurgence in the wake of the anti-vaccine movement. The virus is highly contagious and is spread by coughing and sneezing. Parents who do not vaccinate their children often cite religious or health concerns. The World Health Organization says refusal to take advantage of available vaccines is one of the top threats to global health. Sweden issued Monday a formal request to detain WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who is currently jailed in Britain. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Prosecutor says if the court decides to detain Assange on probable cause suspected for rape, a European arrest warrant will be issued. The development sets up a possible future tug of war between Sweden and the US over any extradition of Assange from Britain. In that eventuality, British authorities will have to decide any conflict between a European arrest warrant and the US extradition request for Assange. Charles de la Desma, London.
Election officials have announced Indonesian President Joko Widodo has won last month's presidential election with 55.5% of the vote. Widodo defeated the Army General Prabowo Subianto, who got 44.5%. So far, there have been no official comments from Widodo's campaign. About 193 million voters participated in the vote on April 17th. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement targeted an arms depot at Najran Airport in Saudi Arabia, which caused a fire to break out in the facility. Earlier, the Saudi-led military coalition said that a civilian facility in Saudi Arabia's province was targeted with a drone carrying explosives. It did not mention casualties. On Monday, Houthis denied Saudi media reports that it had fired a ballistic missile toward Mecca, Islam's holiest site, at a time of heightened tensions between Tehran and Gulf Arab states allied in Washington. Saudi Arabia and the UAE are leading a Western-backed coalition of Sunni Muslim states that intervened in Yemen in 2015 to try to restore the internationally recognized government there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.